Amen. Tell your neighbor, destiny hijackers. You know hijackers? When the plane is going, some terrorists will get out in the plane, remove their guns, and they hijack the plane. And instead of the plane going to Seshi, but we believe one day there will be an airport in Seshi. Instead of the plane going to Seshi, the hijackers will tell the plane, now turn around and you are going to Hohoi. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
In the same way, your destiny can be hijacked. What is your destiny? It is who God intended you to be. What God brought you here to be is God's purpose for your life. The reason why you were born is your destiny. And some of you still don't believe it or know much about it. Your destiny is not to sit in the bank. God didn't create anybody to sit in the bank. Your destiny is not to sell tomatoes on the streets. No. Your destiny is greater than that. Even though those things are good, but your destiny is God's original design for your life. God said, this one shall be a prophet. And he ends up being an engineer. Even though he's the most successful engineer, he has failed. Because God's original plan was for him to be prophet. Amen. So God has an original plan for you. And that is what we want to make sure, that any terrorist that shall climb on the airplane of your life to try and hijack that destiny, today they will die by fire. In the name of Jesus. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand. Say, I break
every power
of religion.
In the name of
Jesus.
I free my mind
for God to do a new thing.
Amen.
The religious people are like the Pharisees. They knew all the Bible. They did not believe the power. When I declare that your enemy should fall down and die, say amen.
Amen.
One thing the Church of Christ today has confused is about the death of the enemy. Because the Bible says that do good to them, and by so doing you lay coals of fire on their head. No. There are types of death enemies. Okay? Number one, there's a type of the enemy who actually doesn't even know what he's doing to you. The enemies that Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. They were people who thought that they were killing somebody who was not good. So if you have any enemy like that in your life, who really doesn't know what they are doing, that what they are doing is hurting you, may the Lord forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Amen.
Amen.
I don't hear your amen.
Amen.
Number two, there are enemies whose intention is not to kill you. Their intention is just to, you see, frustrate you small, and they want to be boss over you. Like David and his brothers. The brothers of David, they had no intention to kill him. No. They would just send him, go and take care of the sheep. You are the little one. Get out of this place. The prophet is coming. Go. You don't have to be here. They are the enemies that God lays a table before you in their presence. So he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Say, I hear you. And then there's a final group of enemies whose they know what they are doing. Their intention is to kill you and to destroy your destiny. Those enemies, if you don't know and you don't pray some kind of prayers and you just pray, God, lay a table before me in their presence. There are some enemies, if God lays a table before you, they will kill you faster than they were supposed to kill you. There were some enemies. Now, this type of enemy I'm talking about is the Goliath type of enemy. Goliath came to Israel for 40 days and told them that, bring me a man to fight me. If I defeat that man, all your children and all your generations will become slaves. What is it? Was for 40 years. 40 years. Now, so Philistine, 40 years. And he did that day after day. Now, or thankful way, this enemy is not an enemy. You stand and say, God, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing. The man has come to kill you and to slave your whole generation. So for any Goliath that is defeated, an entire generation is saved. Because he doesn't only kill you, he will destroy, will take into captivity your children. Now many of you are fighting battles today because your father could not kill Goliath. And Goliath killed your father. Spiritual things that make you. And so because he did that, he took all the generations of that man into captivity. Lift up your right hand. Say, Goliath of my father's house. Die. It was God that killed Goliath. Now I want you to start releasing your mind. I used to be like that. I don't pray some prayers. But God has visited me and taught me different things. And I want you to listen to me. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You have to know who your enemy is. If you make a mistake and pray that God should forgive your Goliath because he does not know what you are doing, he will kill you and take all your children into slavery. Goliath knows what he's doing. Goliath cursed David in the name of the Philistine gods. Hallelujah. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
You, because I didn't give you advance notice, this morning I'll be cool, but in tonight, if your household witches don't allow you to come, don't be looking for me to pray for you. Say after me, Goliath of my house, fall down and die. It was God that killed Goliath. It wasn't David's stone. He threw the stone to hit him like this. The man fell like this. It was a hand that hit him at the back, and he fell. May the hand of God strike your enemy behind him. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the God, the Almighty. So I want you to know that the basis for me talking like this, there are some enemies you don't do. Leyete, oto me pno, wama tamfu enim. If you lay table before your Goliath, he will throw the spear faster. Some of you are eating with your Goliath. Say fire.
Fire.
I know the change is too much for you. Yeah. So your destiny is what God created you to be. Some of you people, the devil will frustrate your destiny. Everything you do doesn't work. Those of you two who are successful, destiny is not money. You have to be mindful about your destiny. Lamentations chapter 1, verse number 9. They'll get ready to read it. Listen to me. Be mindful about your destiny. If you are not careful about your destiny, you will fall down. You will lose your life. Lamentations chapter 1, verse number 9.
Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end.
Do New King James. Lamentations 1, 9. Her uncleanliness is in her skirts. Now, can you all see the next one? She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. Anybody that refuses to consider his or her destiny will have a huge fall. So, one journey will separate rather than the ball will be yours. No one but whom I am. What she has here, a bear can see. What she has here, no, where you will be as a babuano. Where is your helper? Everybody in life needs a helper. Where is your helper? Your helper's mind has been manipulated away from you. There are people who can change your life in one day. Those people, they don't even want to see your face. Why? Say after me, any remote control from my father's house, hitting buttons. to affect my destiny. You are a liar. Break down.
Break down.
She did not consider her destiny. So her fall was great. May your fall not be great. Consider your destiny. Consider the destiny of your children. Some of you don't even think about the destiny of your children. May God give you a comforter. Isaiah chapter number 6, verse number 1. We read that one. I'm getting ready to close. Isaiah 6, verse 1. See, we are talking about what? Destiny hijackers. Anybody that has climbed your airplane of life to change your course. There are some of you, even marriage. Let me go to the youngest. Powers that be have vowed. They have taken over your aircraft. And they said, you are going towards marriage. You will never go. They have put guns on the head of the pilot. That if you drive towards it, she will kill you. So drive towards Angloga. They change your course. Say, any hijacker of my marital destiny. You are a liar. Fall down and die. Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 1 to 7.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
Stop. Read it again.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
Everybody, let's read it. One go. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on it. Continue.
High and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged.
Amen. Amen. Listen, there are people in your life. This is Isaiah. He was an anointed prophet of God. Anointed prophet of God. Now, the Bible is saying something here. Isaiah says that there was a king. Uzziah was a very successful king in Judah. In fact, he built engines of war. He was one of the most successful kings. And so long as he was there, people kept looking unto him for everything. He made a mistake. He went into the house of God. He got so proud, entered into the house of God, and began to sacrifice the thing that only priests did. And when he did that, the Bible says that the priest warned him, don't do it. And he was still doing it, and leprosy came upon his head. And he felt sick, and he died. Let any Uzziah in your life be stricken by an incurable disease and may they fall down and die. It's up to you to believe it. If you think your Uzziah is an enemy that God should set a table before you and throw salad and coke before you, it's up to you. But there are spiritual things. And that is what I'm talking about. What is the revelation here? Was it Why is the prophet tying his revelation of God and his call of ministry to the death of a king? So long as Uzziah sat on the throne and was alive, Isaiah's ministry was going to delay. So long as Uzziah remained on the throne, Isaiah was never going to see the Lord. This is when he got his call to ministry. And the Bible says it could never happen until Uzziah died. Anybody in your life whose presence is affecting your destiny, whose presence is hijacking your ministry, is hijacking your marriage, is hijacking your childbirth. It's hijacking your success. It's hijacking the revelations of that God has for you. May that kid die. You should be sowing money. Sow seed. I will teach you. If Uzziah did not die, Isaiah was not going to receive a revelation of the Lord. In the same way, there are people in your life. Look, spiritual things don't look physical. Don't you see that day God opened the eyes of my wife and I? The man we used to go to talk to about our marriage problems was the one who was working that the marriage would fail. These things I'll be teaching from now to the end of June is only for you. If you don't come here, you can't hear it. The man that when we have problems, we go and sit to. That man, the day we decided to fast and pray, faster than the Lord, open my eyes. Lift up your right hand. Say, God, open my eyes. Rakatas. Paliandus muletes. Whoever is sitting on a throne whose presence prevents your destiny to be fulfilled, let that man die. Man, you don't understand me. Spirits don't die, okay? So when we say die, it's that their work should stop. Whatever they are doing should fail. Spirits can never die. You can never kill a spirit. But they can be cast away. The works they are doing against you can backfire. That is what we mean. Expire in the name of Jesus. He said, in the year that Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Mark, the Lord will kill the Uzziah in your life. You know something? I told you last time that God gave to your home. Come, let me talk to you. A prophetic grace. Now, what happened is that his mother tried to access that grace, but she did not have the grace to access it completely. So, when you remember what I said, let me say, "Sir, I don't know." So, when you're not thinking of him, pa, or the "Sir, I don't know" button, so now you see a cry, what now? "Sir, I don't know," so no, die by fire. In the name of Jesus. And now Uzziah, sitting on the throne of your marriage. And now Uzziah, some of you are married and you don't even have any joy. Look, one day, I can only use myself as an example. One day, my wife and I had a little argument and I drove and sat outside. And I began to pray. I said, "Lord, why? Why?" And the Lord said, "There's no problem with your wife." He told me clearly, "There's no problem with your wife." Then he said, "This is the strong man. Pray against the strong man of your marriage." And I said, "Really? This man? No." And then the Lord laughed and went away. Jeremiah 33:3 says what? "Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." May God open your eyes. Because some of you, you are eating with Uzziah, the one whose presence is blocking the fulfillment of your destiny is the one you are eating with. Some of you, you are sleeping with Uzziah. Some of you, you are in business partnership with Uzziah. Lift up your right hand and say, "Uzziah of my father's house, I am not my father. I am a new creation. Your time has come. In the year that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." Ah! What be biara watina ufie? Watina muye dieso? Watina munkunim dieso? Now I'm not there. Pastor, I feel like emptying myself to the church because we are, hey, we've been deceived. Not until you pray some prayers, your eyes will never open. You will do Pharisee Christianity. "Oh, the Lord, oh, the grace of God, oh, God, oh, thank you." No. And Uzziah, whose presence is affecting my ministry, may the hand of God slay them now. And now you see, whose presence is affecting your finances, affecting your ministry, your profession, your career. Some of you, Uzziah is affecting your health. Your health, they have made you spiritual members of hospitals. They have made sure now every day you are in this hospital. By fire, by tender. Let any Uzziah die. John 10:10. He says what? The thief cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you have life and have it more abundantly. This is talking about two spirits. Two spirits. The reason why we are failing in our Christian work is because we are not living in the spirit. Your victory as a Christian is in the realms of the spirit. Period. Nothing in the flesh. You can do a nice church. You can do the most beautiful church. It has nothing to do with the victory in the spirit. When Naaman came to Elisha, Elisha said, go and wash yourself in Jordan. Damascus. It is not the beauty of a church that determines how your destiny, whether they can fix your destiny or not. No. It is not the church that you sit on, even though I want to change this church, but it is not the church you sit on that predicts that you will be healed. It is by revelation. He says, go into Jordan. Today, if your Jordan has escaped you, I introduce you to your Jordan. In the name of Jesus. He says, the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Anything that has been stolen in your life. Anything that has been stolen in your life. Whom has been making you? You are a ninja. You are a pomodini. You are a warrior. You are a kuru. You are a yamuma. You are a toy ariama. I say to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Niama mi ensa we koso wa safumu, koso wa nipefie, koso wa busiemu, ensu ye ni e hu niama. O se nensu mi mabase mu binya nkwa. Now the abundant life Jesus Christ has come to give is also a thing of the spirit. So if you cannot position yourself in the realms of the spirit, you cannot be recovered from the thing the thief stole, killed, and destroyed. Trust me, sir. We are spirit, soul, and body. But you see, I had done it. A Christ of all today, they are body, soul, and spirit. Honam, 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 honam. We see, see, one now you, which re, honam. Demons, and I will invite it. You see, the flesh has taken over the spirit. So your spirit, man, uhum nankasano, wada, wada. Lift up your right hand. Bokredi. Awake, oh question. Spirit of question. Wake up. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Because what will happen here between now and the end of June? This church, something will happen. People will be dying physically. Destiny hijackers shall die. If you are not happy, you are one of them. And you confess or you die. In the name of Jesus. I was ministering in the U.S. I got to a certain lady. I said, Father, any power in her, I rebuke. Bah! Then she started having epilepsy. For me. And they look at them. Hey, 911, 911. I said, okay, do your 911. I walked away. To me, be our toy, I am out. Erade, ensa a bog, will at a tico. And bonetico. And bonetico. And monetico. And monetico. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 24 to 30. See, another parable he put to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a man that sowed good seed. Everybody say good seed. But when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. When men slept. There be a scripture, I thought it was physical sleep. Sir, the kingdom of God is like a man who went to sow into a duan your pa ewa brabum. Nan so what da wa home. When you slept, you when you were not praying, you were asleep. When you were not praying, your eyes were closed. So when you failed to pray, the enemy came and sowed evil things in it. And when you woke up, you see abrabona wano. Your dear diabetes wa home. Your dear miscarriage wa home. They planted hypertension. They planted certain evil things around the good things that God gave you. Some of you have marriage already, but the evil that Satan has planted in that marriage, you the person you love so much, when you see the person, it's like you've seen a ghost. Today, any enemy that has sowed evil in the good that God has given to you, let them die by fire. You don't understand. These things, you scream amen, let them die. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. I want you to read that one. Matthew chapter 2, read verse 19. 2:19 to 21.
Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
2:21.
Okay. Saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel.
Heaven is happy that somebody has died. Is that what? When Herod was dead, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said that, arise, take the young child Jesus. Take him and the mother and go to Israel. For those who sought to the young child's life are dead. Herod, because Herod was alive, Jesus, baby Jesus, son of God, had to run away from Israel to where he hid in Egypt. Because the man was ready to kill. He killed over 2,000 children. He was still not satisfied. He was looking for that person to kill. They have killed people in your home, your family. They have killed destinies and destinies. They are still not satisfied. They are looking to touch that your child, to touch that your marriage, to touch that your home. You see? And look, even Jesus, the angels, read verse number 13. Even Jesus, the angels of God, had to go and hide him. Certain times you have to hide. It's not every food we eat. Oh God, help us. Some food I've eaten. It's not every food you eat. It's not every food you eat. Some of you, they have given you night caterers. Demonic caterers. They come in your dream and feed you. Some of you have had dreams like that before. You were eating your dream. This is the church of God. You have to be delivered. Raise your hand. Yeah. Today, I'll stop now. We'll pray. And then in the evening, come. Wear your trousers. Don't do things to tie your back and those things. Demonic things. Don't do that anymore. The Lord bless you. Amen.
We trust you've been blessed by God's word. We invite you to be a part of our victory services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. You can find us behind Opportunity International, adjacent Vodafone Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Join us for our special monthly services, Nail All Night Service, last Friday of each month, Open Heavens, first Sunday of each month, and Shiloh, 4 days of dry fast during the second week of each month. For more information, visit our website, JesusGenerationOnline.com. Jesus Generation, experiencing God, raising a godly generation. We wish you Jesus.